Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Deidre. I need to advise you this call is being monitored and recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, man? My first name is Ken, last name Williams. I was calling about to report a claim I had got fired from a job Thursday. I was sending the call to y'all Thursday when I got off. I've been so busy trying to get stuff together for the little Valentine's Day and stuff. But I was just coming try to see if I can get unemployment from Alabama. I was working at Steiner's Shipyard.
Okay, so we can go ahead and get that started for you on today. Can you go ahead for me and verify your social?
587-75-3342.
That was 587-75-3342?
Yeah,
ma'am. Okay. And can you verify your first and last name and date of birth?
First name, Terrence. Last name, Williams. Date of birth, August 24th, 1993.
Mother's maiden name?
Maiden name, Williams.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yeah, English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Have you served in the U.S. military basket? Have you served in the U.S. military armed force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade level you completed?
High school.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I don't have a driver's license at the moment. I have an ID and identification card.
Okay, what's that number?
801-506-343.
801-506-343.
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking and savings account, or you can get the Alabama prepaid card.
Yes, ma'am. I'd rather do the prepaid card.
Okay. Can you go ahead for me and verify your address?
5612 Gregory Street, Morris Point, Mississippi.
And the job you worked for was in Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am. It was out on the shipyard, by the Badger.
Okay. And the address, can you give it to me one more time?
5612 Gregory Street.
Can you spell that street name out for me?
Gregory.
And what's the city, state, and zip?
Mississippi, 39563.
And that was VRE, correct?
Not BRE, GRE.
Okay.
G as in goat. G as in goat.
And is your mailing and home address the same?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I can put it down as the same as a mailing in regular address.
Okay. And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am. Probably was, because something like this happened before, but I ended up getting another job.
Okay.
Before I be able to get any kind of money, so I had found another job. So yeah, it changed by now. So this should be a different address I'm giving you now.
Okay, your phone number, can you verify that for me?
228-355-7591.
Address I have is 5612 Gregory Street, correct?
Yeah, 5612 Gregory Street, Mars Point, Mississippi.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing you seek benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. Which of the following numbers have you ever been associated with?
228-239-4119, 228-239-4197, 228-232-39-5097.
Which of the following states does Donald William currently live in or own property? District of Columbia, Maryland, Mississippi, West Virginia, or none of the above? I'm not familiar with that person.
Mississippi.
Which of the following street address in Pascagoula have you ever lived in or been associated with?
Say it again, ma'am. Can you repeat that for me?
Which of the following addresses have you ever lived on or been associated with? 2015 14th Street, 3606 Catlin Street, 4405 Dunham Street, or 823 Lafayette Avenue?
None of them above, man.
Okay.
None of them.
Which of the following age range most closely to Henry Williams? 1923. 19 to 23,
36 to 40, 55 to 59, or 64 to 68.
It could be 55 to 59.
I know he's in his late 50s.
Okay.
It could be like 55 to 59.
And which of the following countries have you ever lived in? Alcorn, Mississippi, Franklin, Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, or Stone, Mississippi? Or none of the above?
None of the above.
Have you received a notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Was the work performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes, ma'am.
And when was your last day of working?
It was on last Thursday. What it was, the day the 14th. So, 6.
It would have been the 10th.
Yeah, it would have been the
10th. And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? Was it 355-7591?
No, man, that's the number I want right now. It's the 355-7591.
Okay, and did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
Was that a what?
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the last 18 months?
Did I what?
Serve active duty in the military for more than 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Did you work in other state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I've been able to work.
Do you work for yourself, on a business, or a corporate office or a business?
No, man. I wish I did, but no, man.
Do you currently work solo on a commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No, man.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am. I'm available. I'm available. Like I said, this ain't found them right now.
Are you currently registered attending school or training?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one are you attending, school or training?
All you say was I attended school or training?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am, I ain't attending no school or training.
Have you applied or are you receiving workers' comp due to a work-related injury?
Mm-hmm.
Have you applied or are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked with in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am. It was just directly from Stein Shipyard.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No, ma'am. He just told me just not a stable. Like he was saying, like it's slow. Like the work was getting slow. That was one reason. But to me, it was just all bullshit. I was the only one to get fired from the situation that happened.
Okay, and what was your job title there?
I was a labor helper.
Can you repeat that for me?
I was a labor helper.
A labor helper?
Yeah.
And are you currently looking for work in that same occupation?
Ma'am?
Are you currently looking for work in that same occupation?
Yes. Not too far from Mississippi. We're not trying to go back to Alabama. Because, like, the second time I have to go through this same similar situation.
Okay. And what's the name of the last shop, the last company you work for?
Steiner Shipyard.
Can you repeat that for me?
Steiner Shipyard.
Do you have their phone number?
I can look it up. I can look it up for you.
Okay.
Hold on one minute. It's on. 251-824-4143.
251-824-4143.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know when your start day was?
Starting day. February. Maybe it was November. Probably like November. November the 8th. That was on a Monday.
And that was November, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one moment. What city did you say it was performed in?
Ma'am? What you say, ma'am?
Yes, what city was the job located in?
Bayou LaBatty, Alabama.
Can you repeat that for me?
Bayou LaBatty, Alabama.
Okay, one moment. And do you expect to receive any following pay after the last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
We don't get no type of stuff like that. We don't get no sick. Like, I got COVID for a week. I ain't get paid at all. No, we don't get no vacation pay or holiday pay, so no, we don't get no type of vacation pay.
Okay, and why are you no longer working?
High school. Hold on 1 minute, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna let you project. I can talk to my landlord real quick. Hold on. High school. Hey, I'm gonna talk to you in a minute, man. I'm on the phone with unemployment. Okay, say it again, man. Say it again, man. Hello?
Yes, sir. So, why are you currently no longer working?
Okay, I'm currently not working because it was 2 hours left. It was 2 hours left on that third day. It was around like 1:30, it's gonna be 2 o'clock. We get off at 4 o'clock. We work 9 hour shifts and I had been working all day, like doing my task from task, make sure I'm doing my job. And I work around like three or more people. We being like groups split up into two. And we had just got done pumping some water out of tank for our supervisor. So we had finally got done, and me and my partner, we were getting everything out the tank, as in like pumps, vacuum cleaners, and extension cords. So I was getting all that out, and we were bringing them upstairs because we were getting the water out the tank inside the engine room. So once we got all the stuff out the tank, like I say, we go to task from task. And my supervisor had pulled us off one task to get this water out this tank in the engine room so some pipe filters can run their pipe. So as we bringing our stuff back up the ladder, I mean, not up and out, but still, we was headed back into our tank on the front of the boat so we can start sanding the tank down so the painters can paint it. So my partner was like, he had asked me, was I going to the tool room? And I was like, yeah, but before I go to the tool room, bro, I gotta roll this pump up because the pump attached to a big hose that pump out the water. So I had to roll the pump up with a hose, get the hose, so I can take it back to the tool room. So I told him that. He was like, well, when you get done rolling the hose up, take it back to the tool room. While you're in the tool room, I need you to get us some ventilation bags and some respirator fitted to go over our like nose so the dust won't be in our, you know, and going up our nose while we're in the standing tank down. So I like, all right, I'll bring it back up and I come back. So I was walking down the stairs, coming out of the boat. My supervisor was right by the boat, by the clock out thing where we clock in and out at. So again, he seen me coming on off the boat, and by the time I made it to the pump to roll it up, he had called my name. He had said, come here right quick. So I went over there. I had said, what's up, bro? You know what I'm saying? He said, I need you to do something else before y'all get back in the tank, before you roll that hose up. After you roll that hose. So I was like, oh, what's up? He was like, I need y'all to throw down this house. Well, one of my employees named Irvin. he was doing a little work in so they can paint that. So I'm like, all right, boss, I got you. I was like, but look, you want me to roll this pump up or you want me to go to the next tag? He was like, nah, finish your task. Roll the pump, I'm gonna take it back to the tool room. And then you go to the next tag. I'm like, all right, so I roll the pump up and I took it back to the tool room. All right, so when I went up there, like you said, go up there and blow down the house and take the lights down. So once I made it on site, inside the boat, I got my partner that been working with me all day, and I told him to come out the tank. You know what I'm saying? Our supervisor wanted us to do something else when we started inside the tank. And he got out, and I'm on my way. We on our way up the stairs, because it's like probably like 3 flights of stairs before you get to the top. So we walking up the stairs, and I hear somebody already blowing the houses down. Okay. I already hear somebody on this job after you just told me to go up there and blow the houses down. Okay, so I get up there, and one of my coworkers, like I say, we working tools. There's our crew probably like 9 or 10 people in the crew. So he was up there blowing the houses down. He was almost done blowing from the top to the bottom. He was like on the second level. So that's why I said once I walked up the first flight of stairs, I see somebody already blowing it down. So when I looked at Smee, I looked back at my partner that was behind me, and I told him, boy, we ain't even got to blow it down. He already mostly got it blowed down. He got it one more flow, and that's the dick, the bottom dick. So we ended up just taking like the lights down.
Okay.
We ended up just taking the lights down off the stick and dick. And the other guy was blowing it down. So after that, the guy that was blowing the houses down, he had went to the bathroom right quick. So it was just 2 people up there instead of 3. Our boss man that was over the whole yard had a boat were up coming up the stairs. And he had asked us, he was like, what y'all doing? I was like, we blowing these houses down. That was what the supervisor told us to do. So he told me and my partner, that's dumb as fuck. Why the fuck y'all blowing these houses down? And that's the carpentry work. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a lot of sawdust and stuff on the dick. So,
okay. Oh, that's all we need.
I looked, okay. I was going to keep going because I didn't get done telling the whole story. But
okay, now, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check with help from federal income tax?
What do you mean?
Do you want them to take 10% out for tax? It's like when they take tax out your normal check. When the government takes tax out, did you want them to take 10% out for unemployment, out of your unemployment check?
Should I? I mean, this is my first time going through this type of situation. Like I said, I ain't never had to do no unemployment or nothing, but for right now, I can't find no job. So I'm asking you because I know you be having a lot of people calling you and stuff.
Most people do get it.
All right, then. Yeah, well, yeah, we can do it, then.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and reset your pen. Your pen is going to be 9-2. Your pen is going to be 4293.
Hold on. Let me write this down on some type of paper.
Right,
quick.
It's the easiest way to remember is going to be the last 2 of your social and the last 2 of the year you was born.
But that ain't my last tour myself. 9243 ain't the last tour.
It's 4293.
Oh yeah, 4293. Yeah. 4293. So that'll be 42 will be the last of my social, 93 will be the last of my date of birth.
Okay. Now this information I'm giving you now is very important. Okay, one moment. You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Keep a list of your weekly jobs contact. You may be selected for eligible review at a later date and time required to submit evidence at your work search. You must also register for work and maintain update registration for the local unemployment service or career center in your area. Failure to do so result in work within 7 days could be denied of benefits. Unemployment calendar days week begins on a Sunday, ends on a Saturday. Once a week, you must complete a weekly certification process, claim benefits for the previous week. You will be required to enter your social security number and PIN used for this claim. When you file a weekly certification claim, you can file by going online at labor.alabama.gov or by telephone by calling 800-752-7389. You can file your weekly certification any day, Sunday through Friday, but fail to file completely and your weekly claims instructed by 5 p.m. on a Friday could result in loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet.
Okay, so you saying I had to call a number at least once a week?
Yes, to report each week, or you can go to labor.alabama.gov, and you can file it online if you don't want to call in.
I just call in. So you say at least from Sunday to Saturday? Well, Sunday to Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, we want to thank you for calling the Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So you said I got a car, right? So what, I was going to mail it to my house?
Yes, it's going to come to your address.
Okay, I was just wondering, how many days do you think it'll take to get here, and when do you think the process starts?
The process is starting now. It will get there once you approve for your benefit.
Okay, then. All right.
Okay, so you enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe.
So one more question, man. So do I start calling that number this week, or should I just wait for
next week?
It's next week. Oh, all right. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
All right.